Refreshing Bread, Daily Meditations from the Word of God.
Saturday of the 27th week after Pentecost. Today's meditation is offered by Father Kalin Damuyan. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke the Evangelist, chapter 10, verses 19 to 21.
The Lord said to his disciples, "Behold, I have given you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and over all the might of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. But do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Rather, rejoice in this, that your names are written in heaven." In that very hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, for such was your good pleasure."
What is a man's true glory? My dear sisters and my dear brothers, in today's gospel we hear the joy that the 70s of the disciples of Jesus bring back in the presence of the Lord, expressing the realities of their powers they share in the Word of God. The fact that even the demons are now afraid and succumb before the presence of the apostles. But Jesus forewarns them as he mentions that he witnessed the reality of Satan and his demons falling off from heaven, a forewarning of what pride has done to Satan and the reason why he is not one of the good angels, the angel of light. For that, what is the true glory of us Christians, if not truly to be humble before the Lord? If pride bars us from heaven, we remember that humility is truly the passport in the presence of God. How do you find ways to be humble before the Lord today? Are you prideful in words, or in your relationships, or in your accomplishments? Or do you unite yourself with Christ, who carries his cross and invites us to carry our own, thus to stay humble and not to be destroyed by the pride that will not allow us to see and witness the fullness of the presence of God in our own lives and the lives of those around us? For that, I hope that each and every single one of us, in our true unity with Christ, will find ways to stay humble, to not take ourselves too serious, and to not add any sort of pride in our life that will keep us away from being united with God. May you have a strong and blessed day in staying humble in the presence of God.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Kalin Damuyan. Reader, Julie Schock-Snyder. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.